couple
Movie screen go up. They just the movie must have just ended. We're kidding. It was a war movie about a submarine, a German submarine though, and they call it a training film. Everybody has to go watch it, but I don't go to the movies very often, as you know. So, as I was saying, it was quite a delightful trip over. We flew over in a helicopter and we flew back, and it was a magnificent sight seeing New Jersey. There were no other ships around, and just a couple of lights and a tremendous wake. You know, it's a, I don't know how many much bigger it is than our ship. It was just unbelievable. And we were going 20 knots, which is pretty fast, and you couldn't even feel it. You couldn't even feel a roll. You didn't even know you were on a ship. I mean, it was really something. And we were just steaming along like crazy, because our ship, you feel the rolls and everything. We flew back, and it was a beautiful night, a full moon, and all the stars were out. And they had a gunship fly with us in case anything happened, but nothing did. The Vietnamese don't have any ships except sampans, and certainly not that far off. But it was quite a thrill to see it, and certainly under those circumstances, I was delighted. Kathy was very nervous about meeting the commanding officer. Come in. More interruptions in this job, I tell you. I'm in my room, but somebody came in and wanted to know something. So anyhow, as I said, I really did have a wonderful, wonderful time, and the flight was great. And we left that evening for Da Nang. I didn't go ashore at all this time in Da Nang because of duty and everything. And then Marie came aboard, and we set up the first night she came aboard. She brought some Tio Pepinos and Spanish wine with her, and we had a few copas of Spanish wine and listened to a little flamenco. But of course, it's not we're not supposed to do it, but we did it anyway. So we had a very nice time. I had a nice visit with her, and as I said, as soon as she gets straightened out, she'll be all right. Now, the other news I had is that I got a letter from Jeannie Brown saying that she was going to be able to meet me in Hong Kong, but she wasn't exactly sure of the date. Well, you know, we get letters from the States faster than we do from out here. She mailed that letter November 28th, and it got here December 5th or something like that. So I sent her a Myers-Gram in the hope that she would get word, and then I sent her a letter. But the Myers-Gram probably wouldn't get there for 2 or 3 days, so, and the letter maybe 2 weeks. So anyhow, there was a message today from her husband to notify, an official type message to notify them of my dates, you know, when I'd be going on R&R, so she could meet me in Hong Kong. And I think I told you that one of the doctors was married to a Chinese girl. In-laws are there, and he gave us their number to call and say hello to them. And he said, I feel certain they'll invite you out to dinner, and if they do, go. I said, if they invite me out to dinner, of course I'll go. I mean, imagine having dinner in a real home in Hong Kong. Who else can do things like that? So I'm kind of anxious to, a little more anxious than I was to go now, because our chief nurse left today for R&R. She's very, it doesn't make any difference to me because I'm a commander and there isn't anything she can do. But I think sometimes that she's not very considerate of the younger kids. She has no idea of what they work, or how they work, or what their feelings are for she's very good on paperwork, but as far as the rest of stuff is concerned, she doesn't know. And yet she's the type that will go home and will be interviewed for these interview programs and talk with great length about the war injuries and all, and never really have seen one. I was thinking the other day, I went in on a case, and when I first came out here, it bothered me. Really, even though I'd had lots of OR experience, to just go into the rooms really upset me. Not to the physically or anything like that, but now, you know, you go in and you don't even see how badly wounded they are, and until someone comes out and says, my God, how do you stand it? And then you realize, of course, that, well, you've seen it, you know. I mean, you're just used to it, that's all. But I'm feeling quite well, as I always tell you every week. I feel good, no complaints. And I think I'll do all right. We'll be going to Subic pretty soon, and you know you won't be hearing from me once we get to Subic, because I'm out living it up. I'm also enclosing in here a Christmas card from the ship. It's drawn by one of the stewards, And it's the type of thing they were sending out. I have my own, as you know, by this time you must have received them. I got a tape and a letter from Jack. I got a tape, I told you that, from Jack and Phil. But I got a very nice Christmas card from them, too. And it was, oh, and also I got a mass card from the Collinses, you know, down in Ann and Cecil, you know, Ann and Cecil. So I did send them a thank you note on a Christmas card. I thought it was very nice of them, and I did send them a Christmas card of the ship with a thank you note. And I've got all my cards out just about. I think there might be a couple that I haven't gotten out. And Jack just said that, and Jack wrote the card. He said, "Our thoughts are with you during this Yuletide season. God willing, we'll be all together. We will be all be together this time next year. Happy 1969. So I thought that was very nice of him. I hope Donald and his wife had a good time in Dallas and that they enjoy themselves. I'm not knitting right now. I don't know what I'm doing with my time. I don't have any free time. It goes so fast. And I blink an eye, and here it is a few weeks later. But I guess that's good. I have the invitation that the commanding officer had by my place. I'll send it home to you. And also, there was a menu with the fact that it was an engagement dinner on it. But I want to give that to Kath to send home to her mother, because I think that it's something that her mother would like to keep. And she would like to keep it, too, in her book of souvenirs from out here. And everybody has that. Of course, I know you've been keeping pictures for me. I have a few little extra things. I'll be sending some more pictures home when I can. I just finished off a roll tonight, the last one being the Christmas tree. I'm supposed to go down in 10 more minutes to have a cup of tea. They called me to come on down, and I will, but I wanted to finish this off first. I heard from the Marriotts, and they're doing very well. And they love their new home, and they love everything about it. And he's very happy going to school. And because they want to know if I need anything. And I got a nice card from the Lloyds down in Richmond. And I got a tape from the Kilpatricks. I think I owe them a tape. And I can't think of who else I owe a tape to. I'm sort of behind on my tapes. But I guess I'll get with it after a while. I think I made one to, I guess I didn't make one to the Kilpatricks, but I guess I made one to some people in California. I'll have to make one to them, and I'll have to make one to the Marriotts. All this rambling on, I guess you're wondering. Anyhow, I will be going to Hong Kong on the 15th. I have to leave the ship the 15th. We'll be at Wonder Beach, you know, up north here. And I'll get a chopper on down to Da Nang, and I'll have to stay there till the morning of the 17th, and then sometime the 17th, and then I'll go out. And, well, give me time to look around Da Nang a little bit. By the way, there was some action up at Marble Mountain today. We got about 9 casualties in there. That's where the elephant is from. When Dick Bernier was on the ship the other day, he asked me if there was anything I needed. He said, "I can get you a set of fatigues or a helmet or a flak jacket or an AK-47. AK-47 is a Vietnamese weapon. It's really a Russian weapon. And I said, "Well, thanks an awful lot, but I really didn't think that I could tote an AK-47 home with me." I was off today, and I spent the whole afternoon up on the sun deck. It was wonderful. It was a beautiful day, and I don't know that I got so tan, but it doesn't feel like Christmas, I know, although I've been listening to Christmas carols on my recorder. But it's been a wonderful day up there in the sun deck. We had two officers fall, no, an officer and a chief fall out of a boat the other night. We're not sure whether or not they were sober, but we told the one officer that he was going to replace the psychiatrist as swim coach. Remember when during the man overboard drill, the psychiatric patient jumped overboard? Well, we called the psychiatrist, and then on the swim coach, you know, and so we told Sam Bazell, he did, you know, like in the movies, the boat started up, gave a jerk, and they were hanging on to the flagpole in the back, and the flagpole cracked, and in went Sam and this chief. Well, listen, it's getting near the end of the tape, and I just wanted to say, hope everything's okay, and if I'll make another tape before I go, of course, but if it doesn't get there before Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas, and I'll make one next week before I leave. So, take care, and I'll be listening and looking for your tapes, and bye for now.